morning. This is a phase one commutation hearing from Mr. Michael Cameron, ADC number 310288. This is a hearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency. Present are our esteemed board chairman, Dr. C.T. Wright, professor of history.
Yes, sir, I've done that.
Mr. David Neal, and my name is Louis Quinones. I'll be serving as the panel lead for this hearing. The following is a summary of the application in question. Mr. Michael Cameron is 70 years old, currently serving a 6.5-year prison sentence for fraudulent schemes and artifices, a Class 2 felony. He was approximately 58 years old at the beginning of the offense cycle in 2006. He pled guilty and was sentenced on May 10, 2016. He's asking for a 4-year reduction in his prison sentence. He has an absolute discharge date of March 27, 2021, with an additional 5 years of adult probation. If commutation is granted, his new projected absolute discharge date would be immediate. I will read a summary of the offense in question, as this is a unique case and a bit complicated. It is not, I will say, a typical case because it's heavily based on white collar crime. On or between March 1st, 2006 and August 26, 2015, Mr. Michael, I'll say, Veet, acting in his capacity as chief procurement officer for the Arizona Healthcare Cost Containment System, or AHCCCS, authorized funds in excess of $5.9 million in a DBA ICON account, representing the funds as payments to the actual ICON RICO account with whom AHCCCS had legitimate business. Co-defendant, Mr. Michael Cameron, was a sole signatory on the DBA ICON account. The Arizona Healthcare Cost Containment System money from this DBA account was then disbursed to benefit Veet, his family members, and or Mr. Cameron and his family members between 2006 and August 2015, only including payments for which there were certified bank records, $5,909,404 in AHCCCS funds, replacing this DBA ICON account authorized by Mr. Veet. These funds were used for cash withdrawals, credit card payments, and other personal expenses for Veet, Cameron, and their families. So that is the summary of the offense. The purpose of Mr. Cameron's request for commutation is based on his assertion that he's been a model prisoner fighting heart problems, and the state of Arizona would be better served with him funding his own health care and paying the $5,900,000+ in restitution. He has numerous letters of support in his request for commutation packet, numerous letters. He has no history of discipline in the Arizona Department of Corrections. It should be noted that he does have a criminal history, including an arrest for DUI. And there were numerous other charges associated with this case that I think that were whittled down to what he pled to. The Arizona Attorney General's Office and the Arizona Healthcare Cost Containment System Inspector General both submitted letters opposing commutation. Regarding the question of whether Mr. Cameron's sentence was excessive, fraudulent schemes and artifices carries a presumptive sentence of 5 years, a minimum sentence of 4 years, and a maximum sentence of 10 years. He was given a slightly aggravated sentence, considering the financial damage done to our state's health care system and the taxpaying citizens of our community. I will say I do not find the sentence excessive at 6.5 years, but I am certainly open to the input of my colleagues, and that's where I will begin the discussion.
All right. Mr. Corrales, I do agree with you. This is an unfortunate situation, but And I think that reviewing the letters from the health, Arizona Department of Health and the State Attorney General's Office, I just cannot overlook them, sir. And that's, I'm just speaking as one board member, sir. And I do understand his situation, but I must agree with you, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Board Chairman. Any other further discussion?
I agree.
Thank you. Then I'm going to go ahead and make a motion, and that is regarding Mr. Michael Kelvin, ADC number 310288. My motion is not to pass him to phase two.
Second.
Agree.
Seconded by Mr. Neal, agreed upon by Dr. Wright. This will conclude this short hearing, and I want to thank my fellow board members.
Thank you so very much, sir.